Cash crops. Baringo residents have been called upon to embrace cash crop farming to benefit from the government initiative to transform agriculture in the country. Led by cooperatives and MSMEs Cabinet Secretary Simon Chelagui and Baringo Governor Benjamin Cheboi, the leaders made the call at KSG Baringo during the dissemination of MTPIV. Chelagui emphasized the importance of shifting from subsistence food crops to cash crops in the county as a means of increasing wealth, saying they will tap into the government investment in the sector, especially in the new MTPIV circle. He said the national government will work together with the county governments to ensure smooth implementation of development programs in the county. We are going to support the county government of Baringo in terms of development, especially in value chains creation in coffee and cotton, promised Chelagui. We have always been focusing on food crops instead of cash crops. We must balance what we eat and what is in our pockets. Baringo could be one of the largest producers of coffee in the country, stated Chelagui. He stressed that most wealthy individuals in Kenya rely heavily on cash crops. He urged the residents to seek solutions by investing in and generating more cash crops such as coffee and cotton. As I lead the campaign to raise the coffee production from 51 metric tons to 200 metric tons, I want Baringo to be part of the plan so that they can get income from crop farming, added Chelagui. Government officials and members of the public follow proceedings during the dissemination and public engagement on fourth medium-term planning at KSG Baringo. Chelagui confirmed that Baringo is among the counties that will benefit from Shush 100 million revitalization of the cotton industry with the improvement of the ginning process. There is a program for planting cotton and Baringo is one of the beneficiaries. We should dwell on coffee and cotton, and since cotton doesn't require a lot of water and rain, thus it's convenient in our county. Baringo Governor Cheboi outlined the county's strategic plan to diversify its agricultural portfolio. As a county, we are putting into consideration the cultivation of cash crops like coffee, sisal, macadamia and mangoes, stated Cheboi. The governor highlighted the county's efforts to create a conducive environment for farmers, including improving infrastructure and providing technical support to farmers. He called on the government to facilitate market creation for the farmers' products to ensure they reap maximum benefits for their efforts. On his part, Sports Principal Secretary Peter Tum said the government is creating sector support where farmers will no longer worry on where to sell their products as it will find ready markets. He termed sessional papers, national development agendas and cabinet resolutions alongside the MTP as tools to actualize development in the country. His health counterpart Harry Kimtai took the participants, who included government officials in both levels of government, members of the public and special interest groups, on the key areas the government will concentrate on the next 5 years of budgeting cycle. Kimtai revealed that a new livestock training institute will be established in Magosho, Baringo, having been budgeted for in the coming budget to a tune of Shush 150 million. The forum highlighted a clear pathway for Baringo in investing in cash crops, which will represent a strategic move towards bolstering the county's economic stability and enhancing its presence on the global agricultural market.